The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this program on the 11 C's of Lean Leadership. It is an audio term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. Let's start out with an overview about this term. Acronyms and other mnemonic devices help embed concepts into people's brains. As it turns out, many of the key concepts of lean leadership start with a C, creating a unique way to look at its core tenet of continuous improvement. Interestingly, this term started out as the four C's of lean leadership, but, with the input of many readers, has grown to the current 11 C's. While this tool is not useful in the sense that it can be reached to in times of need, it does present a look at leadership through a different lens. This can be helpful to new leaders who are just learning who they are going to be as the person in charge. It can also be helpful for seasoned leaders who are finding that they are losing their way or getting frustrated with some of the challenges of leading. This list can be a good catalyst for reflecting on ways to improve as a leader. Detailed discussion. Lists such as these often have two flaws. The first is that there is often a stretch to make a word fit the theme. Sometimes the word with the right letter is not as effective as a different word. The other problem is that they may be truncated because a word with a proper letter cannot be found. Fortunately, those flaws have very little impact on this particular list. The terms on this one are, in most cases, the best words to describe that particular aspect of leadership. This list is also comprehensive and broad in nature. Most leadership concepts will fall into one of these items. For example, one commenter mentioned trust, which is, in fact, critical to leadership, but falls squarely into character. So with that background information done, let's move on to the actual list of the 11 C's of lean leadership. Number 1, communication. A leader must be able to clearly convey his or her thoughts and instructions in a way that rallies people behind them. The delivery is as important as the message. A well-crafted speech at a stand-up meeting in the morning can mean the difference between a motivated team and one that lacks job satisfaction. Number 2, commitment. Leaders need the courage to stay the course. That means continuing to trust that the lean principles work, even in the early stages of a transformation where the costs outweigh the benefits. And by that I mean I've seen some estimates that it can take 2 to 3 years for lean to start paying for itself. It also means not abandoning processes when the pressure rises. Number 3, connections. Leaders must have relationships with their subordinates, peers, bosses, suppliers, and especially customers. This comes primarily from trust. When those groups trust that the leader will do what he or she promises and won't put personal gain first, great things can happen. Number 4, competence. Leaders must know their jobs well, and to a great degree, the jobs of their teams. That's not to say they need to be able to swiftly navigate the nuances of every computer system their administrators use. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.